This is Chasing Wisdom, your source for conversation and serious ideas for those striving to become wiser leaders in business. Your host is Dr. Sam Serto. Sam is the Steinmetz Professor of Management in the Graduate School of Business at Rollins College in Winter Park, Florida. He also serves as a leader at Northland, a church distributed located in Central Florida. Along with leaders from various fields, our goal is to provide practical wisdom for those navigating real-world business challenges. Welcome to this conversation about how to become a wiser leader in business, Bible, and life.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Sam Serto, and you're listening to the Chasing Wisdom podcast. Here, leaders talk about business, Bible, and life to help all of us become wiser leaders. Today, our guest is Heath Rittenour. Heath is the CEO of Insurance Office of America, or IOA. He joined IOA in 1996. He attended Liberty University, where he majored in business administration and played football. Heath currently holds insurance licenses related to property and casualty and life and health, including variable annuity. Heath's interests include spending time with his family, working out, running, and is an avid Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Heath is a member of the Seminole State College Foundation Board, the Board of Elders of Grace Church of Longwood, the Advisory Board of LifeWork Leadership Orlando, and President of the IOA Foundation. The IOA started in 1988 with $166,000 in revenue. Over the years, through client retention, growth, and the addition of first-class agents, IOA has grown to $112 million in revenue and continues to grow each year. I don't usually do this, but Keith has written a statement that sort of introduces him to me, and I'd just like to read part of that statement. My name is Heath Rittenour. I'm a husband to Abby, a father to John and Shelby, and the CEO of Insurance Office of America. But what defines me the most would be the love that I have for my Heavenly Father. I have learned that success, money, accolades, etc., are fleeting, and each of them has always left me wanting more. The only thing in my life that has been lasting and hasn't left me wanting more is the love I receive from God. I have grown to know that it is all about Him and not me. Knowing I am loved by Him helps me to love others. Those are very powerful words, Heath. It's an honor to have you here today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, in looking over the materials and visiting you in your office, I see NFL helmets all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I recently learned that your company also had a role in the Olympics in Rio.
We did. Actually, we insure the Olympic Broadcast Network. So we had a number of our folks, some safety folks, and some of our risk management partners that were in Rio for the whole 3 weeks to ensure safety and to make sure they're in compliance with all the rules and regs of the Olympic Games. That was a phenomenal experience.
All right, terrific. You didn't get to go yourself.
I did not. I'm stuck here doing the work. So. I saw it on TV, though.
Okay. Tell us a bit about your organization, Heath.
Yeah, we were built in 1988. We started in 1988, Sam, and the foundational principles of IOA, it was started by my mother and father, who at the time took a $10,000 loan that, frankly, they probably didn't qualify for. I have an affinity for community banks because they got a $10,000 loan. And really, the whole idea and the premise behind IOA was to build something different, to get the greed out of the business, because in our industry, you typically have a pyramid situation where you've got a few leaders at the top that take a tremendous amount of the off of the top of what the sales partners generate. And our business was set up to give folks the opportunity to, with an unlimited earning potential and the ability to have equity and to own a piece of something, so they were generational. So it wasn't just the typical model that you see in our industry.
Okay. One of the things we do here, mm-hmm. actually the main thing we do, is to talk about how leaders can blend business and Bible. Mm-hmm. And when I talked to you about this conversation we were going to have on your podcast, mm-hmm. You talked about what you call in your company timeless truths.
Right.
Tell us about timeless truths.
Well, timeless truths, they come, Sam, from biblical principles. But, obviously we're in business. It's not church. Now, many of our leaders are believers, but you certainly don't have to believe like I do or some of our other leaders do to be successful here, to be wanted here, to be appreciated here. But biblical truths transcend everything. They're very important to our business, but we speak in terms of timeless truth. So just in case one of our partners doesn't believe like I do, the principles still matter and are impactful whether you believe in Christ or not. So many of the basic biblical principles that I'm sure you are very familiar with, we speak about, you know, treating people the way you want to be treated, doing right even when no one's looking, always looking out for the interest of others, and being honorable. And we consistently beat those drums in our business, but we do so through the verbiage of timeless truth. So the folks that don't believe don't feel like they're, you know, being talked to in a way that they're not comfortable.
Okay, so faith is important in your company.
Absolutely.
And you also have values dealing with families and espousing fun in the work-life situation.
Well, you know, when 40% of your life is at work, give or take, if you're not having fun, it becomes a drain, and it becomes something that, you know, you wake up and it becomes a grind. And I don't want anyone that's a part of the IOA family to feel that way. So one of the things we implemented a number of years ago was a room called ThinkSpace. And the whole idea behind ThinkSpace was to encourage our people to come together and give us their ideas, give us ways we can run a better business, be more efficient, but also ways where we can have more fun. And I love it because our employees enjoy going up there on the whiteboard and giving us their feedback. And not only has it caused us to implement some things in the office that makes it a funner place to work, but we've also gotten some phenomenal ideas from folks that we realize, wow, we've got some diamonds in the rough, some people that have tremendous ideas and vision and talent that we weren't aware of before we brought them into that room and said, hey, tell us what you think we could do better and how we can have more fun. So it's been a blessing that has come out of that room to change our business.
And it must be fun to be in an organization that invests in you as an individual, as a worker. And you also have a gym.
We do.
That's close by.
The idea behind Village Fitness, we purchased Longwood Village about 10 years ago, and there was some excess space, and we thought, you know, what a great idea. It'd be nice to have some child care, which we gave to the church in our center, and it asked them to provide us a deal for our employees, so we have that, and right next to the daycare is Village Fitness, the gym, and we give folks almost a very low-cost membership, and they can utilize it to stay in good health and have something on-premise that's very close.
We have a feature in a podcast called Sunday to Monday. And it has to do with a verse or something you might hear in church that you could take on Sunday and use in your work life. And this particular verse, it's from Ezekiel chapter 34, 1 through 10, but this is part of that. God tells Ezekiel that the leaders of Israel are like bad shepherds who take the sheep's wool and milk but never care for the sheep themselves. In the same way, they consume God's abundance while failing to care for God's people. And it's almost like continually taking wool from your family members and not worrying about whether or not they're going to grow that wool. It's taking that wool.
Sure.
And when you think about that as a leader, how important is that to you?
Oh, it's critical. I mean, if you take that verse and you apply it to a business, if you're not encouraging, if you're not loving on, and if you're not breathing life into your employees or your family members, as we call them, they are going to maybe keep the job until they find a better job, but they're not going to have fulfillment in the job. Now, I understand sometimes insurance isn't the most exciting job, but we can create an environment and a culture that is wildly attractive that people want to be a part of because they feel valued, because they feel enabled to bring ideas, and they feel like their ideas are important to us, and we'll actually take their thoughts and ideas and implement them to become a better business. So when someone feels like you encourage their thoughts and their ideas, they feel a part of something bigger than themselves, and that helps retain quality people that they know they're not just a number.
And the positive result of that is always a better relationship with somebody.
Absolutely.
And once you have that relationship, and you'll do anything for somebody who has that good relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
If they're suspect of what you believe in them and how you treat them, that commitment isn't there as much as it should be.
And I'll tell you, it's just as much as what you do than what you say. And part of it is living it out, actually bringing them up to the room and encouraging them to give us their ideas, doing things that we do with our employees in the community. And so it's more lived out rather than always talking about it. And I think that goes a long way. It certainly does with me.
Okay. Mean Joe Green.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Die hard.
You know,
die hard.
All right.
Yeah.
Good. Now,
visions of the Coke commercial.
That was a good commercial, wasn't it?
Classic.
Classic. Mean Joe Green has said, for a football coach, there's nothing that matches the pain of a team not playing up to its capability. Mm-hmm. Is your team up to its capability, do you think?
I believe we are. I always believe there's room for improvement. You know, we don't strive for perfection because that's a fool's errand, but we do strive for excellence. Now, we fall short like any human being does, but what I always tell our team and our family is you can produce and provide excellence even in the midst of a mistake. So that's what we shoot for. We're not perfect. We're going to make a mistake, but that does not mean we can't provide excellence to our clients when we do make a mistake. So that's our goal, excellence.
All right. So did you think you would hear something philosophical from Mean Joe Green today?
No, I did not. That was not on my list of thoughts when I came in this morning.
Okay, yeah. Good. I would like to move into a discussion about a pearl of wisdom.
Okay.
And I usually do this later in a podcast, but your particular pearl mm-hmm. and your life event around it mm-hmm. is of real interest, and I'm sure a lot of people will really be engaged with the conversation.
Okay.
Tell us about your pearl, and it starts with learning that God can be trusted even if prayers don't seem to be answered.
Yeah, you know, I'll talk about that. In October of 2015, last year, after I had what was basically a perfect physical, 2 weeks later I was diagnosed with cancer. A month later I had surgery, and 2 months later I was in chemotherapy. And I'm praying in November of last year, God, please take this from me, heal me, and I didn't get my prayers answered. And what I've realized now that I've gone through chemo, I'm healthy again, had those prayers been answered when I wanted them to be answered in October or November, I wouldn't have had the growth and the wisdom and the experiences I've had since that have made me a better husband, a better father, a better CEO with a better perspective on life. So would I trade a better relationship with my family, with my heavenly father, and to be a better CEO for a few months of suffering? I would. So the reality is that sometimes when you feel like, you know, because at the time I'm saying, God, where are you? You know, I don't hear you. You're not responding. Heal me. And I'm feeling empty and under it. And now I realize, looking back on it, it encourages me the next time I don't feel like he's listening to know there may be fruit at the end of this. And my prayer or an answer to my prayer may not be what's best or the right thing for me. So it's encouraged me when I'm in the midst of other struggles to think through life through those lenses.
And so when you pray for prayer for healing, mm-hmm. And like most people, you probably want it immediately.
Of course.
And it may not be until sometime down the road that happens.
Right.
But what happens between the prayer and the healing is really character building.
Absolutely. 100%.
Really character building. And you talk from time to time about some memories of dealing with people in a chemo chair.
I do. I had a situation, Sam, where I was sitting there and I was having a real hard time. I didn't take a port to get my chemo in. I used IVs, and I was having very significant problems with my veins where they were blowing out. They were having to poke me 7 or 8 times to get a working vein. And I walked in one morning to get treatment, and I was just feeling under it and miserable. And I remember telling Angela, my nurse that morning, I said, Angela, I'm just under it. I'm just got to trust God. I hope I'm praying you poke me one time today. I just can't be a pincushion again. I'm just miserable. And I'm going to trust God. And thankfully, that morning, she did poke me once. I got a working vein. And the gentleman getting treatment next to me overheard my conversation, and we started talking. And I'm assuming it's like jail. I've never been. But it's like, you know, what are you in for? And I told him what I was dealing with. And I told him, oh, Michael. And my name, he said his name was Michael. I told him who I was and told him what I was dealing with. And I was feeling sorry for myself. And he then tells me his story. And Michael told me that, Heath, I have stage 4 colon cancer. And he was around my age, he's 42 with young kids. And he said, you know, they told me the chemo isn't killing my tumor, but it's keeping it from growing. So the doctors are telling me I'm going to likely be on chemo for the rest of my life, as long as that is. And I started telling Michael an encouraging story of a lady, Judy, that I had met my very first day in chemo, who was also stage 4, and she was 70. And they gave her no hope, and she beat it. God healed her. And so I encouraged Michael, hey, don't give up. It's okay. And in the midst of that conversation, Michael and I prayed together. And I know I made an impact on him, but I don't think he has any idea of the impact he's made on me. Mm. But the reality is, I know he was changed in that moment, as was I. And I think when sometimes it opened my eyes to realize that, as sorry for myself as I was feeling, that I have a much better prognosis than Michael, and shame on me for feeling the way I was. And it changed my thought process from, prior to this experience, Sam, I used to look at everything I had to do through the lenses of, okay, here's my calendar day, got to do this, got to do that, got to do that. But when you're faced with not being able to do anything, it's not what you've got to do, it's what you get to do. And it's completely changed the way I look at life and my experiences and my calendar and my, you know, the daily drama.
Right.
It's not what I have to do anymore. It's what I'm able to do, what I get to do. And it just changes everything.
And it makes you a better listener.
Absolutely.
It makes you more sensitive to people.
I'm very type A. And I will tell you, prior to this, I had some tunnel vision. And this whole experience has been a blessing to me to really be a grateful person, to enjoy the little things, to just be thankful, to feel normal every day. And so when the drama comes, as it always does in all of our lives, I just see it differently. I'm still fully engaged like I was before, but when the drama comes, it doesn't impact me the way it used to. I'm human, I have my ups and downs in the moment, but those ups and downs are shorter time frames, and I come back to peace much quicker because I see life through the lenses of what I'm talking about. It's changed everything.
So some people might talk about focusing on business principles that you understand. Mm-hmm. Some people might talk about their faith and what their faith life is.
Mm-hmm.
And you seem to be one who has been able to practice business through faith.
Sure. I think they blend. I mean, to me, biblical principles, you know, whether you're espousing Christianity or not, I live that way. And if you live that way, people are attracted to the authenticity of that. And so that's been a marker of our business and some of the fundamental principles and how we operate the business.
When you start to think about conversations, you even have a minister that comes in to talk at your annual meetings.
We do, and of course, after he gets up and speaks, I then quickly let everyone know, and this is for the new folks, hey, look, you don't have to believe like us. Please, I hope it doesn't offend you, but if it does, I hope you get over it because it's not going to change. We're very big on opening our meetings with a prayer. We've done it since 1988 when the business started, and we'll do it for the remainder of the business. And IOA is a generational business with no plan to sell or go public, so I don't see that ever changing.
Terrific. I hate to tell the listeners this, but Heath, your time is up.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being here today. You can reach Heath with the email address heath.ritenour@ioausa.com. That's heath.ritenour@ioausa.com. Thanks to all of you listeners for being here on Wisdom Wednesday. You can keep in touch with me on Facebook at chasing.wisdom or my website, chasewisdom.com. I'll see you all next Wednesday. In the meantime, you know the drill. Keep on chasing. God bless.
You've been listening to Chasing Wisdom with host Dr. Sam Serto. We would love to hear from you regarding this podcast. You can reach us at northlandchurch.net/chasingwisdom. We will be here each Wednesday with a fresh look at being a wiser leader in business, Bible, and life. Want to reach out to Dr. Serto? Email him at sserto@rollins.edu.